This past Sunday, many area elementary and high school wrestlers took to the St. Cloud State University Fieldhouse for the annual Husky Wrestling Youth Clinic. Highlighting as the guest clinician this year was Jason Ness, former NCAA Division I national champion and Dan Hodge Trophy winner, an award given to the most valuable Division I wrestler. Ness comments that this year's clinic was a success, and even though wrestling year-round can cause some fatigue, young wrestlers should always take advantage of the fall clinics.
I thought it went great today. The kids paid attention, they worked really hard, and when we had them wrestle live, they wrestled hard, so I thought they did everything they were supposed to do. It's one of those things where, you know, you tell these kids that the more they get on the mat, the more fun they're going to have and the better they're going to be. So it's one of those things where, you know, you don't want them to be on the mat too much because, you know, just too much wear and tear can get to them, but at the same time, you know, as much as they can get to these fall clinics and any kind of clinics they can find, it's always a great thing to stay on the mat, to stay, you know, finely tuned and to make sure that they're hitting everything correctly.
Although many of the wrestling clinics Ness has been a part of have shown consistency, he says there's always a different crop of kids that make each experience unique.
I mean, it's pretty consistent. You know, showing the moves, they're pretty consistent moves, but at the same time, every clinic is different because there's a different group of kids. You know, some kids, they're a little bit more advanced than other kids. Some kids, they pay attention better than other kids. So, I mean, there's such a wide range that none of them are ever exactly the same, but for the most part, you know, they're fairly similar. You know, you try to show solid technique, you try to get them to pay attention, and you try to just get them work hard. And so it's never identical, but it's usually fairly similar.
Ness also shares that despite teaching technique to young wrestlers, his own career on the mat is not done yet.
Well, I'm wrestling this Saturday out in New York, and then, you know, hopefully we'll see how things go there, and then at the tournaments following up, but hopefully I'll make the Olympic trials qualifier, and, you know, maybe an Olympic team. We'll see how things go.
For KVSC Sports, I'm John Peterson.